presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 7, 1043 America, New York. How one grocery chain is preparing for a downturn. Pennsylvania-based Karnes Foods said it is readjusting prices weekly and dropping some products as consumers become more cost-conscious and recession fears grow.
Daily FX Market News.
August 7, 10 o'clock America, New York. Weekly fundamental euro forecast. September ECB hike odds stay elevated. Amid a quiet eurozone economic calendar, traders will focus on evolving ECB rate hike odds.
Global economy.
August 7, 9 o'clock America, New York. Did the UK economy contract in the second quarter? Markets questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Daily FX Market News.
August 7, 9 o'clock America, New York. S&P 500, NASDAQ 100 price outlook for the week ahead. U.S. equity markets are on the back foot after the latest blowout NFP report, with Wednesday's U.S. inflation release set to be the next market driver.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 7, 8:03 America, New York. Phones know who went to an abortion clinic. Whom will they tell? Myriad state restrictions on accessing or performing abortions prompt some companies to pledge not to share sensitive mobile phone data.
Global economy.
August 7th, 7:11 America, New York. Charities underpin the UK's social safety net as cost of living crisis bites. Government warned that relying on voluntary sector to fill gaps risks entrenching deep-rooted inequalities.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
August 7th, 6:30 America, New York. Insurer spurs companies to mitigate climate-related risks. FM Global said it would provide $300 million in premium reductions for steps to protect against wildfire, floods and hurricanes. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 7, 6 o'clock America, New York. Ben & Jerry's to take on owner over Israeli business. A New York court is set to hear the ice cream brand's request to block its parent company, Unilever, from selling Ben & Amp. Jerry's Israeli business and what lawyers say is a first-of-its-kind case.
Global economy.
August 7, 6 o'clock America, New York. Bolsonaro bets improving Brazilian economy will be election boon. Voters rank economy above crime and corruption as the most important issue.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
August 7, 6 o'clock America, New York. 20 ideas for adjusting your stock and bond portfolio. Stocks are down, inflation is high, and a recession may be looming. We asked financial experts what investors should do.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
August 7, 5:58 America, New York. Investors brace for more market volatility as earnings estimates slump. Now that Wall Street analysts are cutting profit estimates at a faster pace than usual, some anticipate another stretch of turbulence in the stock market.
Marginal revolution.
August 7th, 3:07 America, New York, the new class of insider trader? Then, crucially, the government stepped in with COVID relief funds, which were somehow granted to prisoners. Congress did not bar us from getting stimulus checks, though the Internal Revenue Service tried to. That windfall came as a total shock.
Daily FX Market News.
August 7, 3 o'clock America, New York. USD, CAD rally to persist if US CPI indicates sticky inflation. The update to the US Consumer Price Index, CPI, may sway USD, CAD as the Federal Reserve struggles to reduce inflation.
Marginal revolution.
August 7th, 0:53 America, New York. COVID in Cuba. COVID in Cuba. The country's once famed health system is in tatters. https://t.co/bppny3arpa at theeconomistpic.twitter.com/hjhksd3rf. Eric Topol. At Eric Topol, August 4, 2022.
BBC News Business.
August 6, 2300 America, New York. Liz Truss will seek to bring a national insurance cut immediately. The Tory leadership contenders team believe the move could happen within days if she became PM.
BBC News Business.
August 6, 2122 America, New York. Energy bills. What do I do if I can't pay? Charities warn against not paying for energy bills as a campaign to refuse to pay bills.
BBC News Business.
August 6, 1901 America, New York. Is there anything green about plastic grass? More people are swapping real lawns for fake, but experts are worried about its environmental impact.
Marginal revolution.
August 6, 1517 America, New York, Colombian supply curves slope upwards. The most shocking revelations were that soldiers killed civilians and dressed them up as guerrillas to inflate their body counts. In return, they received benefits and promotions.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 6, 1015 America, New York, the Industrial Revolution. Who planned it? 2,000 years ago, the proudest boast was Civis Romanus sum. I am a Roman citizen. Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner. All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin, and therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 6, 1758 America, New York. The case against compulsory universal standards. Regular reader Kevin Corcoran has sent me yet another short essay. This time on why requiring that all charging cables comply with the same standard is a really bad idea.
New York Times Business.
August 6, 5 o'clock America, New York. How Argentines cope with inflation that 64% and rising. With the world grappling with rising prices, a tour through Argentina reveals that years of inflation can give rise to a truly bizarre economy. Argentina has dealt with rapidly rising prices for much of the past 50 years.
New York Times Business.
August 6, 5 o'clock America, New York. Why don't expect Alex Jones's comeuppance to stop lies? His success has inspired a new generation of conspiracy theorists, who have learned how to stay away from legal trouble. Alex Jones outside the Travis County Courthouse in Austin, Texas, this week.
New York Times Business. August 6, 5 o'clock America, New York. How a new corporate minimum tax could reshape business investments. With a new corporate minimum tax, Democrats would be adding complexity to an already Byzantine tax system. Senator Kyrsten Sinema agreed to support her party's climate and tax bill after securing changes to a corporate minimum tax and other modifications.